I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you. And I know, that's an awful way to start. That is so bloody cliche. So trite. It's like I'm patting you on top of the head and telling you that you're just so perfect. Oh, shit. That's not it, though. That's not where I'm coming from. That's not it at all. It's, I just had to start somewhere, and that is where I started. I just need you to know, and I need me to know. I also need to know this, that there is nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with me. We are fine. We are fucking fine. We are fine. I want you to know that you can try to be better. You can work hard, you can do all the things you want to do that you need to do, that you think you need to do. But none of that will do anything to prove that you are worth it. That you are worth your space in this world. The only one who can decide that is you. Only you can only you can decide how much space you get to take up. Only you can decide how much your voice is worth. You can work yourself ragged. You can do everything that you think you need to do. Get everything that you thought you needed, but when it comes to it, if you don't believe that you are worth it, if you don't believe that underneath all the glitter and the shine, that you are who you are, well, none of that matters. All that gold will just turn to dust. I want you to know that there's nothing to prove. There is nothing to prove. And even if you do all the things that you or someone else told you that you need to do, that you couldn't do, that would be impossible to do, well, there will be no glory in it. There's no glory in living a life in search of undoing a feeling. You have this core belief that you're not worthy, that you're not lovable, and that you're not good enough. And there is no manner of things you can achieve, people you can impress, or people who will love you that will ever convince you of a thing that you don't believe in yourself. I can love you with my whole heart. I can adore you. I can spoil you. I can spend hours telling you how wonderful I think you are, because I do, but if you don't believe it, nothing I say really matters. And it's not just you. It's me too. It's me too. Oh, this feels uncomfortable. You can't turn a sour belief into something sweet just by trying to outrun it. It's not that simple. Of course it's not that simple, because nothing in this life is simple. You need to know. I need to know. We need to know. We can't outrun our lives. We can't dodge our emotions. Those little beliefs that seem so small, that feel so tiny that we can just overlook them, but They fester. They brood. And over time, they just take over everything. They have this way of turning into hugely damaging beliefs. These small little things that we ignore, that we deny, they grow. And believe me, I know that. I know that all too well. It's There's no magic potion. There's no magic potion that will turn my emotions into something else, something better, something positive, that will turn my life into something shiny and perfect. I've looked. I really have. I've looked everywhere and it just doesn't exist. The only real magic potion is... Well, it's new. Oh, this is so trite and so cliche, and it's so annoyingly true. It's so annoyingly true. It's... The only person who can save you is you. It's you, darling. It's me. It's us. You are the hero of your own story. Well, shit. You are the one that you've been looking for. You've just been elusive and... You need to know that you will never ever be enough if all you're looking to be is enough. You need to forget about enough and you need to look beyond it. You need to look for something completely different, something that is never enough. Because it's something that can't be measured. Enoughness can't be measured, and is that even a word? Is that? You are only enough as you are better than someone else, and that's a slippery slope. That is not something you want to start, because it's always about comparison. It's always where it begins and ends. This incessant need to weigh your value against someone else. To compare yourself. Are you better than someone else? Are you less worthy than someone else? Are they more than you? You don't really want to be adequate. You don't really want to be good enough. Why? Why would you want that? Why would anyone want that? What you're looking for is being special. You want to be special, to be better than others, and that's a losing game. That is a bad idea. Even if you think you're winning, it's a bad, bad idea. Because when you compare yourself, you're never ever going to win. You're just setting yourself up to lose. To feel loved, you just need to look around you. Please, please just look around you. See the magic that's just waiting. That's just waiting for you to see it. You may not have 1,000 friends or a perfect, perfect family, but you have your people. And those people matter. Even if the number of those you can count on is not a lot. It doesn't have to be. Don't throw that away because you're so determined to look for more. I know it seems like admiration and validation makes you feel the love that you may not feel for yourself, but it's fleeting. It's so fleeting and temporary. You can't stake anything on that. It's not real. Attention is not love. Favorites, likes, follows are no indication of your value. They have no sway when it comes to how you exist in this world. Only you can decide that. You need to know, I need to know, we need to know that strength is not what we think it is, and it's not what the world has told us it is. Strength is not how loud we can scream, how loud we shout. Strength is keeping a positive heart in a negative world, and oh my fucking god, this world can be so negative, so difficult, so draining, and there is a strength in not letting this world swallow you up and spit you out as someone who is not you. You are within you, there is something that is integral to this world. And you are a piece of the puzzle that fits into this giant jigsaw of humanity. Today is a new day, and I know it's so cliche. I know it's so cliche, but unfortunately, it's bloody true. Today is a new day, and you can turn it around. You can change everything just by making one decision, by trying something new, by being you. However, change comes slowly. It comes so annoyingly slowly. Why can't it be quick and instant and just so easy? But it's not. It's hard. But here's the thing. It comes slowly, and then suddenly it comes so quickly. It comes all at once. It's it's coming. And I want you to trust that it is coming. Trust your gorgeous, tender heart. Trust your gorgeous, wild mind. Take the chance. Say no when it doesn't feel right. When it doesn't light you up with fire, with love, with excitement. Follow whatever is in you that makes you feel alive. The only waste here, the only disappointment, would be for you to sleep through your life. The only thing that you could ever do wrong is to opt out of who you are, to not be you, because you're so wonderful, even if you don't quite believe that yet. There's something that no one ever tells you. There's something that people. Well, I don't like to think about. And that thing is that there is as much good as there is bad in this life, in this world, in this everything. As much darkness as there is also light. You just have to let yourself see it. I need to let myself see it. We just need to see it.